morning. some announcements, and then we'll do prayer. Children's church can be dismissed. Yes. Children can go with Miss Bonnie. Okay, let's see. The surveys that went out are due tomorrow. You have 1 day left. Please let us hear from you. Tracy's asking for today. I don't blame her. Okay, get them done after church. Saturday, Day of Hope, if you would like to come out and see what that's about, if you've never checked it out, it's really neat to connect with members of our community. After church today, Vern would like to see all the men who are interested in being involved in our Mother's Day service, May 8th. So just look for Vern after church, and he won't keep you too long. Next Sunday, the Pastoral Search Committee is having another meeting, and Bonnie is hoping to arrange their lunch. So if you're interested in helping in that way, serving in that way, see Bonnie. That will go out in an email, too, to help you remember. And then Ralph just handed this to me. This is a thank you from Carrie and Delaney to the members of FWC. I just wanted to take a moment to sincerely thank you for the generous love offering. I can't begin to even express my gratitude for this gift. Thank you so very much, and may God bless you all, Carrie and Delaney. Thank you. I think that's it for announcements. Are you on for prayer? Okay, great. So come on up.
This is the day that the Lord has made. He is greatly to be praised. Amen. So getting started, how can we pray for you folks today? Any takers? Come on. I mean, just the fact that we got up today, the Lord breathed breath into us. I mean, that's a praise right there. Amen.
I've got a little something. So this Wednesday, Braxton's been having some trouble with, we think it's his tonsils, but it's also affecting his heart or whatever. So he's going to need to have his tonsils out, but he has it's in Ann Arbor at C.S. Mott's, something to do with, he's seeing a cardiologist to see what's going on with all that. Just some prayers. Should just be a simple test, I hope. But hopefully it's nothing too major.
His name again?
Braxton. Braxton. Yeah.
Go to prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for a glorious day. We thank you, Lord, that we were allowed to get up this morning. And just, if nothing else, we just can bask in your creation to be fellowship with your people, to give you thanks, Lord, just for the God that you are, the one who heals all and the one who is comfort. The God of all comfort. We just praise you, Lord, for that. And we think of Evan's son, Braxton, who is about to go in for an operation, Lord. We just pray for comfort there for the family, for the parents, for the child and as well. And Lord, that the success would go quickly. And Lord, that he would have a quick recovery. Lord, we know that you're always there for us. All we have to do is trust. And that's one of the big things of this life, that we put you high on the priority list, that as I read through devotions. It's a matter of trusting you, Lord, and giving all thanks to you. Even what we have in our possessions, it all belongs to you, Lord. And we just want to give you thanks and praise for all that you do, for the things that are seen as well as unseen. For all things, we ask that you would bless the worship team today. Lord, may the words that are spoken today by Pastor Jim, and as well as the songs, may they speak to our heart and open our eyes. We give you all honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Why don't you stand with us and we'll sing this. This is a new hallelujah. It might be unfamiliar to some of you, but it is perfectly appropriate in this post-resurrection season that we're in.
Sing a new song.
tonight. Our chains are gone. We've been set free. You want to stand with us for this closing song? Freedom. Let the world see you've been set free.